This is The Brief on the latest gaming industry shifts. Today, we're diving into the newest edition of LODJ's iGaming magazine, looking at how major developers are radically upgrading our digital worlds and economies. We're going to explore the massive push for dynamic realism in new titles, the backlash older legacy platforms are facing over forced modernizations, and how real-world pricing is finally adapting. First, rumors are absolutely exploding around GTA 6, featuring hyper-reactive environmental destruction. We're talking breakable glass and damaged interiors, giving you a world that actually responds to your chaos. But you gotta wonder, is this hyper-detailed micro-destruction an absolute game-changer for immersion, or just a tiny visual detail spiraling into a massive fan theory? Second, while modernizing environments is huge, modernizing avatars is sparking some major drama. Roblox is making a highly controversial move to permanently retire its iconic 2D classic faces by late February 2026, swapping them for fully animated dynamic heads. It's kind of like forcing everyone to trade their beloved vintage comic books for slick 3D movies. Does standardizing this tech for future AR and VR actually risk erasing the nostalgic soul of the platform? Finally, let's talk digital storefronts, because Valve just updated Steam's developer pricing tools across 35 currencies to combat wildly unfair regional pricing for PC games. But here's the catch. Valve could only suggest these prices, not actually enforce them. It's literally like giving a landlord a suggested rent cap. So, will publishers actually use it, or will the old pricing mess just stick around? Ultimately, whether it's shattering glass, animated faces, or fairer storefronts, the gaming landscape is rapidly evolving. But you, the community, will always be the ultimate judge of what works.